Rashad Radio.
Mr. Rashad, how are you today?
What's good, Rashad Radio? It's your boy Diesel.
Hey, shout out to Rashad Radio.
Number one, in my opinion, in the DMV.
Thank you so much, Rashad Radio.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much, MJ Jones. Thank you, Big Boy Cuts. Thank you, Orlando Magic THC. Thank you, everybody, Anchor World Podcast Universe. You're listening to The Morning Drive Without Caffeine. Today is July 23rd, 2018. I'm so far behind schedule. Let me just start off with, I'm sorry. I'm apologizing again. Oh, where do I begin, man? What a day. It's like 5 o'clock. This should be called The Morning Ride Home. The Morning Jive. Oh, no, that won't work either because it's not morning. But it's okay. Maybe you'll listen to this tomorrow morning and it'll feel like morning. I don't even know how you guys digest The Morning Drive Without Caffeine. I just feel bad when I don't give it to you how I usually give it to you. And today I had a show all recorded on my way to work, but then when I listened to it, my voice was cracking. I was saying things wrong. And, you know, usually I'm not too self-conscious about my errors, but this time I was like, yo, nah, I ain't about to let them hear that. And then before I know it, man, my workload just piled up on me. My coworker had to leave. People on top of people, things on top of things, man, whatever, though. So listen, I do have something I can give you, though. I got a little bit of information right here on this brand new beat I made. Shout out to my man Ethan Spaulding. He's about to work on this joint, hopefully make it a cranker. That's that whole Trap Rock movement. Be sure to look for them on YouTube, Trap Rock Family. Yo, shout out to all my producers, especially Famous of 808 Mafia. You be representing for Landover, Maryland. I seen you on the internet. Matter of fact, I should sample your joint and put it on here for people to hear because that joint really moved me, man. I felt you on that one, man. He was a little bit upset because a lot of producers lately have been taken to the means of Instagram to taunt amateur producers, talking about if you use a loop, you're not a real producer. If you do this, you're not a real producer. And it's like, man, I thought it was ugly in my own personal opinion. I wasn't going to say nothing. I think I might have actually trolled on the comments. But shout out to 808 Mafia, Famous of 808 Mafia, I should say. His Instagram page is called Go Out and Try. He was like, enough of that. I really like your message, man. I shouldn't even mumble or I shouldn't muffle and mess the message up. I should just sample it, and I will do that when I come back. I want to let y'all know real quick, though, as far as the Fantasy Football Fans and Friends Football League, it is all and popping. I mean, on and popping. All the emails have been set out. The draft date is going to be August 30th, 2018 at 8:30 p.m. Please be ready. If you can't do the draft, we can do an auto pick for you. Don't worry. It'll give you a good squad. But yeah, man, I'm going to go ahead and give you this interview I did with my homie LL Walton on the West Coast, man. She's been showing me mad love since day one. I appreciate it. Her voice is about to be right here.
Rashad Radio.
And she's a good friend of mine now as far as in this podcast community. Again, I'm sorry, y'all. It's been a long day, man. I got y'all tomorrow, though.
Time you press play, whack ass niggas get paid. I'm just saying, where the fuck's the talent at? Guess real rappers underground hiding like Taliban. Or on an island, man, surrounded by sharks. The record company execs know who they are. You're just a waste of your own time, so spare mine. Bribing DJs so their artists get some airtime. And you thinking that nobody else is watching you? As you're making all this garbage shit all popular? Shit is on repeat, can't even escape it. Seems like the pop route's the only way to make it. I love money, but I can't go commercial. Not just a talker, but a walker like Herschel. Cause I can back it up. On these tracks I crush. Industry is tough, so who can I trust?
Okay, where did my hip-hop go? Don't say that it don't live no more. No way do these MCs have flow. All day we're played on radio. Radio brainwash. Radio brainwash.
Don't fall for that.
Radio brainwash.
Okay, shouts to Deep Young. I ain't
crank the radio since a little nigga, yo. Hoes always mad when they rolling in my vehicle. All I got is my shit, a million fucking mixtapes. iPods crammed with classic jams from the sixth grade. I'm talking Snoop Doggy style, Nas Illmatic. Nowadays, wicked's played young is real tragic. My nigga Magic done woke up a sleeping beast. I got a microphone, got in zones right in chief. My bud's better than you bum niggas. I go ham like Papa John when I sun niggas. Still some niggas never really get it. They say I'm too serious or too sharp a critic. Fuck it, y'all crank that Bama shit. I'm in the booth with G-Man about to handle shit. I'm on the net just for now, young. And once I get set, you won't forget the album. And I ain't gonna dance or look sus. Rashad's bars raw, you can never cook us. 516, we the new DMV dudes. We won't crank your shit if your shit see through. Radio brainwashing their weak minds. My niggas read between the lines and we see signs.
Okay, where did my hip-hop go? Don't say that it don't live no more. No way do these MCs have flow. All day, we're played on radio. Radio brainwash. Don't fall for that. Radio brainwash.
Hey everyone, this is LL Walton, Arthur Blogger, Passion Expert, and as promised, I have a very special guest today. He has the latest in the hip-hop news and entertainment, accompanied by some of the most awesome beats by Black Daniels. And those who do not know, my voice is also included on his intro for his podcast. Help me welcome Rashad Sadiq from Rashad Radio.
Oh man, that's
You are welcome.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much. I didn't know. I didn't expect all that. So that was too kind. And yes, your voice is definitely probably the most used sample on my show.
Well, that's good to know. You know, I'm honored to have that on somebody's podcast. You know, it was a wonderful surprise. So, hey, have at it. Do what you do. All right.
Yeah, man.
So today, the reason why I wanted to have you on my show is because I was really curious on how you got into podcasting and how your beats come about.
Well, let's see. I'm going to try to keep it as brief as I can. I'm known to talk a lot, but the podcasting, I guess, actually stems from talking a lot. People know, if they know me well, whether in my workplace or in my family space, that I got a lot to say. I got a lot of opinions. And besides making music prior to this, I just never really thought, hey, why don't I start my own station, put it together, and have a whole conglomerate of what I got to say about, you know, entertainment and news, or even just sharing the music of mine and my friends and artists that I like.
Okay.
It's been a really good experience so far. You know, I try to take out the negativity, but some negativity actually brought me into it. Fighting with people on the internet about, you know, politics and stuff kind of made me really want my better and not misunderstood. There's a lot of ways a text message or comment could be misconstrued when you're trying to be deep. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and but the funny thing about that though, LL, is that with that being said, now that I am being heard and I got the station rocking, I don't really want to go down that road.
Right.
Kind of want to keep it lighthearted for right now, and then maybe as people get into that politics stuff if we need to, but. That's kind of where it came from, you know, just not feeling like my communication was being effective on other social mediums. And I was like, you know, why don't I just put this music that I got, these beats I'm making, the music that I've been made, and the people that I'm working with around the way, just put it all together and rock Rashad Ray.
Hey, that sounds awesome. The station is awesome. Your voice is incredible. It's one of the reasons why I listen.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I do understand about the internet. People can be all in their feelings. So I'm glad that you turned that around into something that you enjoy doing.
Definitely.
My next question would be, have you noticed the difference in the hip hop in the 80s and the 90s, early 2000s, as opposed to the hip hop that's going on right now? And I'm not sure if you can even still call it hip hop. Would you say it's progress or tragedy?
Man, that's such a tough question. And this one, we might have to do another interview on too, because I could go on for days. But I think it's hip hop still. I think there's a lot of misunderstanding. I think pop culture has definitely invaded hip hop space And so a lot of people from young to old are confused as to what really is hip hop, you know, what is rap music. But as far as my take on music in 2018, I love it. I'm still super happy. I drove home today looking like a maniac, banging my head to some The God Fahim. Shout out to The God Fahim and Jay Nice. Yes. And the joint is just, it's beautiful. You know, like, music still gets me hype. I still feel the effects that it's supposed to do. So I'm not mad at all.
Right. I mean, I love hip hop music. I mean, I was a fan. I am a fan of Wu-Tang Clan, KRS-One, Rakim, Coogee Rap, Nas, Digable Planets. I'm just saying.
Yes.
Those are artists that I still listen to, but it's just, I'm not into what's going on right now. It just seems like the same thing over and over again with nothing that's being said.
Well, really, with those names that you just mentioned, I'm not going to date you because it's not important about how old we both are, but I can kind of paint a picture of where you're coming from. And you got to just know that certain music that's coming out may not be directed for us. And, you know, we got to filter out some of that. But, you know, Nas just dropped a new album. That joint was pretty
dope. He did. Yes. Yeah,
shout out to Nas and Kanye. That joint was all right.
Oh, yeah. And now we're on the subject with Kanye's new album, he even has a song on there that's kind of making fun of the new generation of music, where he starts off the song with, okay, I'm getting ready to spit. And then he goes into this blah, 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 blah. You know, I don't know if you've heard that. But
yeah, that was great. It's great.
It's awesome. It's like a true representation of my idea as well as what's going on right now. It's ridiculous. But anyways.
Yeah.
It's music nonetheless, right?
Yeah. So, you know, it's entertaining and I'm still finding myself entertained. I'm still trying to find a way that I can entertain sonically through music for y'all. And, you know, Rashad Radio is working that way. But don't get confused. I haven't put the mic down either, so I will be giving y'all some new music shortly.
Oh, okay. So are you a DJ and a rap artist, or how does that work?
All right. So it started off with rapping, you know, or let's say it actually started off with writing little poems to girls and stuff in school. But that's a whole other story. Let me stop. I know you like to do the relationship stuff.
I really do, and I love boys who write.
Yeah, and I, you know, I encourage all people to write because it's such a good exercise for the mind.
A wonderful exercise. It's almost a lost art, but yes.
More people need to find the writing art and grasp it, because when I read these children's text messages, they don't even know how to spell. They're purposely spelling stuff wrong. And I mean, I did that too when I was a kid, but I mean, we got spell check now. There's no need. I would be like, man, I'm so smart. I know how to spell everything if I was a kid these days, you know?
It's kind of interesting because when I look at certain text messages and I have a text from like a CEO or something and he uses IDK, I mean, it's just like your Harvard education has basically boiled down to 3-letter words. It's just crazy.
Well, there's a thing about being a... So I don't know. I don't mind. I don't know if the man doesn't know how to spell. He just is being quick with it, you know?
I guess. I don't even like the acronyms. You know, it's not. It's taken away from the language. I mean, it's changing the dynamic of language. But anyways.
You know what, though? The only thing that if I was to agree with you, why I wouldn't like the acronyms is because in writing, you can't really rhyme with it smoothly. But I do like that. I like the abbreviations and stuff, because now instead of seeing somebody say something ugly in like words, it's just FW. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like, I don't FW with Rashad Radio. Okay, that's cool. That's what you could have said. So, you know,
I guess the message is still the same whether you're using acronyms or not, right?
Right.
Okay, so I guess my next question would be, you know, I talk about relationships all the time, you know, the relationships with, you know, your lover, husband, wife, family, friends, or whatever. What is your current status in your relationship?
I'm going to have to put a check mark next to taken. I am happily
taken. That's awesome.
Taken. Yeah, shout out to my baby, Fatima G, the lovely Virgo queen. If you guys are listening, just episodes. And every now and then, bot with Fatima and me. Since we're speaking about writing. And my man Matt Zam's on the show too. So, but no, I'm a taken family man, and we got two kids, two cats, and too many bills. And it's do it, and we're gonna get through it. You know what I mean?
Hey, that's lovely. It's wonderful to hear. I cannot tell you how many times I've heard people who are not really happy in their relationships or ending relationships and moving on and doing other things. But hey, if it's working for you, I'm very happy to hear that.
Yeah, I might have to chime in on some of those relationship problems people are talking about, because for that, I just don't know if I got a lane for it on my show just yet. But I know you're carving a nice one over there.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I do my best, you know, just trying to stay in my lane. Let's just put it that way.
Nah, you're doing real well, Marcia. Keep it up.
Well, thank you. Well, that's all I have right now for today. But if you want to follow Rashad Sadiq, you can do so at Twitter at Rashad Sadiq, or on on Twitter you can follow him at Rashad Radio, and on Instagram you can follow him on Rashad Sadiq. Okay, and if you have anything you would like to add.
Yeah, I see if we're gonna do the Twitter and the Instagram. I'm guessing you already know I'm on Anchor Rashad Radio, and that spits out to Google Podcasts, Spotify, all of those, I mean Apple Podcasts,
right?
So just look it up, Rashad Radio. That we got to make sure they know Miss Walton. They got to know that it's Rashad with an E. A lot of people think Rashad is spelled R-A-S-H-A-D, but I'm Rashad with an E. So R-E-S-A-D Radio. Okay.
All right. You guys got that? Thank you so much for joining me today, Rashad. I really appreciate the love.
Man,
it's been a
thank
pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
No problem.
Do it again. Don't be a stranger, man. I love the way you sound. I love your feedback, and I love the way this East Coast to West Coast connection is happening right now. So
absolutely.
Let's do it again.
Part two in the works.
Ha.
Okay, we back. Morning Drive without caffeine flow, and it feels crazy saying that to y'all at 7 o'clock at night. I'm looking at my phone like, yo, it is not the morning. But y'all, I hope you're still happy that I gave you some content, right? But listen, here go Famous from 808 Mafia. I was telling you there was a producer beef, and it's been brewing online, man. Producers are talking mad shit. But Famous of 808 was like, nah, bruh. Check him out.
PSA, I be seeing a lot of people with a major influence, like major producers, you know what I'm saying, who could change these up-and-coming producers' lives just by the simple shit that they say, you feel me? Not doing that. They be doing the exact opposite of that. Niggas are mad at the way that other people are making their beats or telling them, if you do it like this, then you're not a real producer, or if you do it like that, you're not a real producer. But whole time, when I was in math class, I learned that no matter how you add 2 plus 2, you add 3 plus 1, you add 0 plus 4, you're still going to get the same answer, 4. You get me? So it don't mean just because somebody ain't do it the way you did it, mean they wrong. Because at the end of the day, the rappers don't give a fuck how you made the beat, nigga. Huh. They just want to listen to the motherfucker and rap on it. You could have made this shit with pots and pans. They don't care.
Yeah, I agree with him too, man. You know what? The whole time, we can all agree to disagree. But you know what? I do like how we got producers from different lights doing different things. I mean, if y'all want beef, y'all can go on Twitter and beef. Y'all can go on Instagram and beef with different producers. Or you can look for the inspiration. You can look for that producer that's helping you out. Shout out to Cheese, the producer. Shout out to Zaytoven. Every time I find Producer Grind, you know, shout out to Producer Grind. But listen to this with Zaytoven and Producer Grind.
So if you were just starting out in 2018 as a young producer, what would your plan be?
As 2018?
Yeah.
I always encourage up-and-coming producers to pair themselves with an artist that you think that can make it in the game, an artist that you think is hungry enough to do whatever it takes to, you know, to become a star or become a name in the game. And then, you know, while y'all two working, y'all can develop a sound that can be worth something to the music industry. Right now, I think most producers, they just chasing a placement. They just, you know, they just trying to get a song. It don't matter who is with, or, you know, they just trying to get a record. Me, I built my name and my brand by working with artists like Gucci. We built a sound together, and that's what allowed me to last for so long. So, you know, I encourage other producers to try to do.
Shout out to Zaytoven, the GOAT, man. Listen, that's all I got for y'all today, man. I apologize again for taking so long, but I gave y'all something, man. I gave you a little bit, right? Stay tuned for tomorrow's show, man. We're going to talk it out for Tuesday.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.